Lane, perhaps I could just generally get your reaction. You've served in so many different capacities here in the state of Utah, including as a former Senate president and now shepherding the business community in the state of Utah through the chamber. And what was your reaction to what unfolded this morning?
Well, Doug, thank you so much. This is a very important issue to the business community, and you have to understand to say that when Salt Lake passed their ordinance a few years ago, it was a concern to us that we end up having city-by-city ordinances that try to address this issue. So you could literally have different legal debates in different cities across the state on the same issue. So we personally were very gratified as a business community that they encouraged this what we hope the legislature interprets as a statewide ability to talk about that. We've had a statewide non-discrimination ordinance recommendation for some time, and it basically just says that to deal with employment and housing while guaranteeing the religious liberties of others. And so, we've been very consistent on that. And so, again, I'm very supportive, and I thought it was very thoughtful on behalf of the LDS Church. And as Bishop Wester just mentioned, it covers literally more than just the church.
It has been interesting how many people have gotten behind this from everywhere, rank-and-file citizens. We have the business community. We have the faith-based communities. There are so many people who now want this to happen. And I can remember when Michael Otterson went down and basically argued before the Salt Lake City Council for the ordinance that would prevent discrimination against housing and also employment, that was a most significant thing. And I remember it raised some eyebrows among some, especially in the Utah State Legislature.
Well, I think they were a little bit surprised. I have become not surprised by once even the LDS Church makes a statement to have so many people want to step up and say, "Now this is what it really meant."
Yeah, right.
The reality is, it's really nice to actually just go by what they say, and the reality is to us, it makes what can be a difficult issue one of compassion, of consideration on a statewide basis, and that's the way it needs to be, so that we don't have one business in Salt Lake having to interpret it differently than a business in Park City or St. George or Moab. And so we just think that literally the way that they have presented it, and to be able to make sure that we're talking about housing and employment while protecting religious freedoms, I think it's there, and I think it's respected by both sides.
I thought it was interesting, too, that public accommodation has been mentioned here as well, having access to public facilities and so on. That I think, is not insignificant.
Not at all. Not at all. And it will have a large impact. But for those people that are concerned with this, to them, it's something that needs to be addressed.
Yeah. Lane, what do you think, putting on your hat as a great old legislator here, someone who shepherded the Senate for some time, the stock of Senator Urquhart's bill, how much do you think it went up today?
A lot. I really do, because when you mention non-discrimination, a lot of people immediately rush to what they perceive as an opinion, and what the LDS Church has done is literally just come back to the principle and say, you know what, there is an area of discussion that we ought to be able to make sure that everyone is happy with. And I think it's a brilliant, if not inspirational, comment for me personally. I just think that the legislature, I hope, will take it very seriously and they'll see something that we can move forward with.
Lane, I always appreciate your time and your willingness to join us here at KSL. I wish you the best and thanks for your thoughts.
Well, thank you. And just remember, this is the second day. We just have a few days left now.
That's right. We're down to, what, 43 now? No, whatever it is. Yeah, that's right. I did the math correctly.
Push the window.
Exactly. Lane Beatty, thanks so much. Lane Beatty, of course, is a former president of the Senate in the state of Utah, now the president, CEO of the chamber.